Unit 12, Life in the Universe. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
What did you think of the movie?
Not bad. I always enjoy a good story about aliens.
Not me. I like movies that are about things that could actually happen.
And you don't think there's such a thing as life on other planets?
Well, none has ever been found, has it?
That doesn't mean it's not out there. Considering the size of the universe and the number of stars and planets, it seems impossible that Earth could be the only planet to develop life.
Even if that's true, and if there's life on some distant planet, how will we ever know? We can't travel that far.
True. But there are ways of looking for extraterrestrial life, and plenty of scientists are actively searching. I learned a lot about it in astronomy class I took.
So how are they looking?
Well, first of all, because of the huge number of planets, they narrow the search by starting with a few assumptions. For one thing, most scientists assume that most or all life forms in our galaxy are based on carbon, since all life on Earth is carbon-based.
Makes sense.
And they also assume that liquid water is another condition for life.
Why is that?
Mainly because it provides a good environment for the formation of complicated carbon-based molecules.
And if there has to be liquid water, that means the climate on the planet can't be freezing cold or boiling hot.
That's true. And that's why scientists focus on planets around stars that are like our sun and that are neither too far nor too close to the star.
How many stars are like the sun?
About 10% of the stars in our galaxy are sun-like, and about 1,000 of those are within 100 light-years of the sun. Those are the main targets in the search for life.
So, how exactly do scientists try to find aliens?
Well, they're not just looking for intelligent creatures, like you see in the movies. They're also looking for much simpler organisms, because even finding a single-celled life form on another planet would be really exciting. And there's even a chance that life might be found right in our own solar system, on Mars. Scientists are studying the surface of Mars very closely, and there's some limited evidence that single-celled life might exist there, or did exist in the past. And one of Jupiter's moons, Europa, is also considered a possibility because it's thought to have underground bodies of water. A mission to Europa is being considered to look for signs of unicellular life.
Okay. But you have to admit it would be a lot more of a thrill to find intelligent life.
Of course it would. It's assumed that any society of intelligent beings would be transmitting information, so astronomers have been searching for radio transmissions from space for decades. That's a really huge task, though.
I would think so. How do they know what to listen for?
Exactly. Sending a powerful radio signal over a wide range of wavelengths isn't practical, so it's likely that an alien signal would be transmitted over a pretty narrow band. That means they have to listen to a very wide range of frequencies, and not only that. If the aliens are 100 light-years away and are sending signals in all directions, their signals can only be detected on Earth if the aliens are using an extremely powerful transmitter, several thousand times the entire current power-generating ability of the entire Earth.
So these aliens would have to be very technologically advanced, even more advanced than us.
Yes, probably.
And even if scientists do hear something that seems like an alien signal, how will they know what it means?
That's another problem. Once scientists receive a message, they'll still have to figure out how it's encoded.
You said they've been listening for alien signals for a long time. Have they found anything?
Actually, no, not yet. But that's no reason to give up. Number one, what is the topic of the conversation? Number two, why are the speakers discussing this topic? Number three, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. And you don't think there's such a thing as life on other planets?
Well, none has ever been found, has it?
What does the man mean when he says this?
Well, none has ever been found, has it?
Number four. How did the woman learn the information she discusses in the conversation? Number five. What reason for the necessity of liquid water is mentioned in the conversation? Number 6. According to the conversation, how many of the stars in our galaxy are like the sun? Number 7. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. And one of Jupiter's moons, Europa, is also considered a possibility because it's thought to have underground bodies of water. A mission to Europa is being considered to look for signals of unicellular life.
Okay, but you have to admit it would be a lot more of a thrill to find intelligent life.
What does the man imply when he says this?
Okay, but you have to admit it would be a lot more of a thrill to find intelligent life.
Number 8. All of the following are mentioned by the speakers as problems in the search for alien life, except... Number 9. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
You said scientists have been listening for alien signals for a long time. Have they found anything?
Actually, no, not yet, but that's no reason to give up. Which of the following best expresses what the woman might say about the search for alien life?